and welcome to this committee of the whole meeting of Sylvania City Council. It's Monday, December 15th at 7 p.m. And our focus this evening is to discuss the recommendation to council to fill the vacant council seat. Present this evening are council members Mr. Hanem, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, and myself, Mrs. Westfall. Also with us is Mayor Stow, Law Director Mrs. Brining, Clerk of Council Mrs. Booker, Service Director Mr. Aller, Chief Rodas, Finance Director Mr. Schroyer, Economic Development Director Mr. Sanford, as well as most of the applicants and some community friends and partners. The process this evening is what I'd like to start out with sharing with the group. We will, following my intro, Mr. Lutke, Chairman of the Employee and Community Relations Committee, will recap what happened during the meeting of the screening of the candidates. And then we will be open to brief comments from members of council if there's any comments that they would like to make. And then we will move to a ballot process. There will be a minimum of 3 ballot votes this evening. All council members will receive a ballot with all candidates' names on them. The council members on the first vote will be asked to vote for 3 candidates. From this vote, the top 4 candidates will advance to the next vote. Each ballot will be anonymous in terms of what the particular council members voted, but the results will be public. They will be tallied by the Clerk of Council, Mrs. Booker, and she will report out the results publicly. A second ballot will then be distributed that will include the top 4, or if there is a tie, the top 5 candidates. Council members will be asked to vote for their top 2 candidates at that time, and the same process as stated above will proceed. A third ballot will be distributed that will include the top 2 candidates, and if there is a tie, the top 3. And yet again, the same process will proceed with the council members being asked to vote for 1 candidate at that third ballot process. Once there is a clear candidate, a motion will be made to advance that candidate to City Council for appointment to the open seat. Before I turn over the meeting to Mr. Lutke for his comments, I'd just like to take a moment to thank our participants and prospective candidates for their time and effort and energy in applying for these seats. This is a very strong field of candidates, and it is making the decision for every council member very tough, I can assure you. Every candidate who applied would be a good addition to this council, and we're grateful for your interest. There is only 1 seat open, so clearly there can only be 1 person that fills that seat. We hope that you will all continue to be interested in serving our city in some meaningful way as we move forward, and that we will see you in this council chambers in the future. With that, I would invite Mr. Lutke to share his report.
Yes, Mrs. Westfall, the Employee and Community Relations Committee of City Council met last Wednesday, December 10th at 6 o'clock for what we characterized to the 8 candidates as the first part of a 2-part process, and that basically followed the process that we used 2 months ago to appoint Mr. Fry to City Council. It was a series of candidate presentations, 15 minutes maximum for each candidate, the opportunity to make a short opening statement, and then questions and answers from City Council. All 8 candidates agreed to leave the room until it was their turn to present. In a sense that it creates a relative unfair position if everyone's in the room to those who present first. They the others have an opportunity to hear the others' comments in the Q&A. So the candidates agreed to that ground rule and were brought into the council chamber one at a time. The candidates picked a random order of presentation. I think I should probably read for the record the 8 that were screened on last Wednesday. Dan Arnold, Jennifer Archer, Richard Sands, Brian McCann, Patrick Kreiner, Anthony Spinazzi, Gary Noonan, and Jason Mishka. We, council members, as Mrs. Westphal said, thanked all of the interested candidates. I think we all agree it was an outstanding field. We were adjourned at 8:00.
Thank you, Mr. Lutke. Just as a point of information, as, well, first of all, let me ask if council members have any comments or anything at this point.
Done a great job at summing it all up.
Thank you, Katie. So with that, I would ask if Mrs. Booker and Mrs. Brenning would distribute the ballots, and while they do that, I would just as a point of information, note that to the council members, that you do not need to rank them, you just need to check them, and to recall that at this juncture, you're voting for your top three candidates.
Three or four?
Three.
Three, okay.
The top four will move forward.
Got it. Thank you. Mrs. Booker, are you ready to report out?
Yes, I am. We have Daniel Arnold received 5 votes, and we had a tie. Four candidates received 3 votes. Jennifer Archer, Patrick Kreiner, Jason Mishka, and Anthony Spinazzi.
Thank you.
Gary Newman, or Newnam, received 1 vote.
Thank you, Mrs. Booker.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? My list didn't seem to be...
Dan Arnold received 5.
Yes.
And the following 4 received 3 votes. Mrs. Archer, Mr. Kreiner, Mr. Mishka, and Mr. Spinazzi.
He received 3 as well.
Also, right.
Thank you. And Mr. Newman had 1?
Had 1.
Thank you. With that, we will go to a second ballot with the top 5 candidates, since there was a tie of 4. And of those top 5, it would be Dan Arnold, Jason Mishka, Patrick Kreiner, Anthony Spinazzi, and Jennifer Archer. And we will vote for 2 out of those 5. Mrs. Booker, would you like to read the results?
I will. Mr. Arnold, Mr. Mishka, and Mr. Spinazzi received 3 votes each. Mrs. Archer received 2 votes, and Mr. Kreiner, 1 vote.
Could you repeat that one moment for us, please?
3 votes for Mr. Arnold, Mr. Mishka, and Mr. Spinazzi. 2 votes for Mrs. Archer, and 1 vote from Mr. Kreiner.
Thank you, Mrs. Booker. Based on the process, we thank all of you for your efforts, and we encourage you to stay if you'd like to while we go to our final vote. The people who will move forward at this point would be Mr. Arnold, Mr. Spinazzi, and Mr. Mishka. And we would move forward with a ballot with 1 vote at this next step. Mrs. Hessner.
Could you tell us, there's 6 of us voting. How many votes?
1 vote per person.
Right. And so does it take how many votes to win? Whatever has the highest.
You know what? Maybe the law director could provide some insight there.
For the final round?
Yes.
Sorry. Well, wait a minute. We're not voting. We're just polling.
Right.
This is not a vote. At the end of the day, we need a majority of council to act on this.
I'm asking what the majority is of 6 people.
It's 4.
Yeah, 4. Yep, we need it.
But we're not voting now. We are polling.
I understand. I'm
okay.
Sorry, I misquoted it.
Mrs. Booker?
The results for the third tally is Mr. Mishka received 3, Mr. Spinazzi received 2, and Mr. Arnold, 1.
So with that, Mr. Mishka would be at the top of the list. So is there a motion to advance Mr. Mishka?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, we will move Mr. Mishka forward. This council meeting this evening. We'll move to adjourn if there's a motion to do so.
Second.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting is officially adjourned at 7:20.